You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 116. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, we are going to talk about that which we will do later this week. And perhaps while you are hearing this recording, it is North American Continentals in San Diego.
So if you haven't gone and checked out the schedule yet, maybe you are not attending and maybe you're just jealous and you don't want to go and look at all the things that are happening that you can't come and attend, which is understandable, but we're going to fill you in anyway. There are all manner of things going on in our little 3.5-day event.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Now Thursday, I unfortunately can't make it over there. What exactly is going on?
You're not coming?
No, I can't.
Too much sewing to do?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Hey, you know what? It's bad enough. Actually, it's the final Harry Potter movie.
Oh, right.
Releases that night.
You know, the boss says, Dan, I see you requested Friday off. Yeah? What, are you going to go see Harry Potter?
Yeah, you know what? And I didn't want to have to go through the trouble of explaining Continentals to my boss, so I told her that. And that's, you know, at least partially true, that I wanted Friday off because we're going to go see Harry Potter Thursday night. Yeah, you know, you've reached a whole new level when you have to use one geek excuse to cover for an even greater geek excuse.
Yeah. So, the schedule. We're going to start off actually Thursday night by not going to see Harry Potter. Jeremy's coming into town a little earlier. The 1E ringleader, the 1E, he's going to be running all of the 1E events pretty much down here. For Continentals. So we're going to start off with either a casual bring a deck and play against people or whatever, hang out, chat. I know he's bringing a couple of random board games. And we're going to hit the Denny's that's right next to the hotel he's staying at because it's in downtown Carlsbad, and they have big tables, and it'll be Thursday night, so the place will be empty.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Come on out. We're probably going to start, I don't know, 6, 7 o'clock. Go until 11, 12 o'clock. I mean, we're starting the next day early, so it probably won't be a ridiculously late night. But, you know, come out. Have fun. Relax. Start the tournament weekend off with a pregame.
Well, you know, if you really wanted to, that even leaves you time to go to a midnight Harry Potter in Carlsbad.
Sure. Tell you what, I will let you know where the theater is so that when we're done playing Star Trek for 6 hours, you can go watch Harry Potter for 5 hours, get 3 hours of sleep or so, and then
show up at 10 a.m.
and play 1E.
And play 1E Continentals.
That is awesome. So send an email to me, give me a call. I should probably put my number out there. It's 760-473-3393. Give me a call, and we'll tell you where to go to join us. The next morning, once we've recovered, we're going to start a little closer to my place here in Carlsbad at the HOA clubhouse here. And it's, like you said, 1E in the morning.
And that's
the championship
official.
Is just one day for 1E.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a multi-day. It's going to be, we originally said 6 rounds. I think logic indicates that we should play 5 rounds so that we can finish before the end of time. But after the 5 rounds are over, then you get the final confrontation between the number one player and the 2E player. So they get to play 6 rounds. If you want to play 6 rounds, you better be the top 2. That's all. That's what it is. And we'll start that at 10 o'clock. As the afternoon winds on a little bit, if let's say you go 0-3 in 1E and you've had enough 1E for a little while. Or if you don't like 1E at all.
Yeah, if 1E is just not your thing.
Yeah. We've got, starting at around 2 o'clock, will be the Infinite Diversities draft. This is the pre-release event for Tacking Into the Wind. I keep looking at that and think, have they released the title yet? We've done too many spoilers.
Can I say that? Is that,
yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. But, you know, as much as I want to play 1E, I'm really interested in that draft. I think it sounds like it would be a lot of fun to get in and play with those new cards right away.
Yeah. So that's my plan. I'm going to play 1E, and if I'm having a horrible time, maybe I'll stop playing 1E. I think, yeah, so it's going to start around 2 o'clock. We'll see how if we can start it after a 1E round ends, so that people who want to drop can, we'll probably push it back 15, 20, 30 minutes or so that it ends. It starts at a good time. And then there will be time for ID draft. Everything's printed out, ready to go. All the packs are, you know, formed up. So no cutting. Everything's ready to go. Just make sure you bring sleeves and backing cards.
So,
because you're going to want to slip those in front of your real cards.
Yes. So no, there's even the ID set will be there. You don't have to bring your own ID set.
Yeah, I believe everything is taken care of.
Fantastic.
Yeah, all full color printouts, ready to cut, ready to play. Just bring sleeves and backing cards. Yeah. While after three rounds of that, we're going to take a break. And for those of you who are not native to California, we're going to In-N-Out. We're going to caravan everyone who has cars. We're going to load everyone up and drive out to In-N-Out and grab a burger because it's fantastic. Some of us don't like the fries.
Just don't have the fries.
I don't like the fries. I tell you what, I'm going to order the fries well done, and I'm going to give you one and see if it meets your expectations. See if it's better. See if it's taller.
I will try that.
All right. But maybe I'll get them animal style.
I'll go along just for the milkshakes because damn.
They're pretty good. Then we'll head back and play some Tribbles to wrap up the day.
Always a good way to wrap up the day, playing Tribbles.
And then at 10 o'clock the next morning, we'll start again. So hopefully Tribbles won't go too late into the night.
You know what? Tribbles goes until it's done. You can't stop it. It's a living,
it like the
breathing.
Signal?
That's right. You can't stop the Tribble.
Wow.
I need a bunch of little brown Tribbles.
Next morning, we're starting at 10 a.m. again. And this will be the second edition championship, and we will be splitting this into 2 days. We're expecting around 16 to 20 people. So day one, we'll see a 6-round event, and the top 8 will advance to day 2. Yeah. Bring the best you've got, and hope you get top 8, because that's who gets to play again the next day.
And this is looking similar to day one in that if you're like me and you'll come for 3 rounds of 2E and get completely blasted, then you can drop around 2 o'clock and Jeremy is running his mystery sealed deck event, which he's been dropping hints at on our local email boards at any rate.
Yeah, similar to Infinite Diversities, this will be a themed tournament, and all you need to do is bring sleeves and backing cards. Everything else will be provided. And if I know Jeremy, he's got a lot of prizes to blow out, and he's got a lot of cards to give away, so it should be spectacular.
Yeah.
And that starts similarly at 2-ish. And that will lead into the dinner break we've got at around 6 o'clock. I'm going to guess since this is Star Trek and rounds go long, it might go a little longer than 6 o'clock. But 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, we'll be ordering round table pizza and having it carted directly to the facility so everyone can eat.
I thought you were going to say directly to the table, so you don't even have to put your cards down.
You know, pizza and cards are not the most...
Not a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, we play up at Rusty's in Santa Barbara. You got to keep them separated.
Yeah, one hand, yeah, pizza hand, cards hand.
Yeah, you don't want to get grease on your sleeves. That's just bad for because it'll then you shuffle and then all your cards are greased and they're flying everywhere. That's not good. And the orange is just bad unless you're playing Frankie. After the pizza has been consumed, there will be Tribbles again on Saturday night.
Of course.
and much rejoicing. Just for anyone who's coming in, we've done something in the past. We're going to do it again. Interspersed in all this will be random trivia of the Star Trek variety. If you get enough of them right, if you're the winner of the day, you'll be accumulating points. If you participate in an event, you'll be accumulating points. If you happen to win an event, you'll be accumulating points. And at the very end, whoever has the most of these continental points built up will be declared the continental champion. It may not be the winner of either of the day one, either 1E2 or triples, but there will be a continental champion. The person who takes part wins and has the most interactive day in all 3 days will accumulate the most points.
Yeah, and the current plan is to have a leaderboard.
Yeah,
so you can see the running totals of everybody at the con for the weekend, our little mini con. Continentals,
sure.
And just sort of, you know, a nice little friendly competition. Encourage people to play in multiple events and have some good times.
The next morning, we're going to start off extra early so that everyone can get out on time. And it's the second edition, day two. This will be the modified McIntyre bracket, and we've got a big poster to put up on the wall so you can figure out if you're one of those eight. You know who you're going where. If you can afford to lose a game, I think the top two seeds can afford to lose a game, but everyone else's elimination. And at the end, there will be two people, and then there will be one person, and that one person shall be the North American Continental Champion for 2011.
However,
mm-hmm.
after the first round or so of that,
we'd call it two rounds, maybe three, depending on how early we start. Yeah,
there will be the most important event of the weekend.
Well, I'm going to say that there is going to be another continental champion crowned, and that is for Tribbles.
And that is at 11 o'clock on Sunday. And that is easily the highest priority tournament for me.
I think it would be amazing if we got 20-ish people to play. I don't think that's going to happen, but that would be fantastic. The people who have been eliminated from day two of 2E, all the people who are hanging out to get ready for the afternoon events in 1E, everyone sit down, grab a Tribbles deck, we'll have extras. I want to have the biggest Tribble tournament we've seen. The top six players from all the first heat will go on and play at a championship table, and then we will divide up the rest of the players for consolation tables, and the highest consolation table person will get a prize, and the champion will get a prize, and lots of Tribbles will be had by all.
And it will be fantastic.
To wrap things up, for those of you who are not flying out on an early flight, we've got a pair of team events, although the 1E event may turn into a sealed event. I know Jeremy has a couple of things planned. He may run one the first day or the second day, and another one this day. We'll see what happens. But there'll be a team tournament or a 1E event. There'll be a 2E event and a 1E event in the afternoon for those of us who are local or those of us who are staying an extra day or who just can't get enough and need to play some more. So this will be the tournament that I bring my other deck to, my non-Continentals deck.
You have a non-Continentals deck?
I like to think of it as an incontinental deck.
Oh.
I really don't need that to be in the final show. Anyway, and that'll wrap up.
Now, that's three different Continental Championship tournaments. Two sealed decks, a wrap-up, as you say, your Incontinental Sunday evening deck, the Thursday evening deck. There's the Sunday evening wrap-up tournament. A Thursday evening tournament. Do you have decks for all or any of these at this point?
I've got a deck for Jeremy's Thursday night event, mostly made. I pulled a few cards of it to let Charlie borrow for the weekend, last weekend, so I'll rebuild that. I've got my North American First Edition Continental Championship deck ready to go in the deck builder, about 60%. And for those of you who aren't local and haven't seen Jeremy's post, he is providing an interesting challenge, and that is to build a deck that with a limited card pool such that a new player would have. If you build a deck with this card pool, you'll be eligible for certain prizes. The card pool is Premier, Q Continuum, Premier Alternate Universe, and Q Continuum, so pack, plus the two-player game and the first anthology, OTSD20, those the cards from the OTSD, and anything in the errata file, and any virtual cards. The idea is anything someone who's just getting into the game will be able to get their hands on very, very easily. If you limit yourself to those cards, he's giving out $50 to the top placing deck of in that format. Plus, I think he's got the that minis game that where you're all getting together.
Yeah, it's the WizKids cooperative . Star Trek.
Cooperative game. That's what I was going for. Kind of like Arkham Horror.
Game.
He's giving those away. This is in addition to all the other Continental prizes that we've got. So if you're up to the challenge, limit yourself and try to get an idea of what a new player would be facing. I haven't yet decided if I'm going to do it.
I was just thinking that.
Because part of me is like, well, that sounds like a great challenge, and I don't know how many other people will do it, so I figure if I'd build a good deck, I got a pretty good shot at making that $50. On the other hand, I'm going to Worlds, and a buy into 1E Worlds would be kind of awesome.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie to you, Marge. That's kind of a rough limitation to try and get yourself a buy with.
Yeah, it's pretty much one or the other.
So you can either play for the buy or you can play for the money.
You know what? Knowing Jeremy, he's got this deck in his back pocket that fits that. And he's going to destroy us all with it.
And he's going to take the buy, and he's going to take the money in the game and go home and destroy everyone. And say, he's just going to do that shrug. See, I knew you could do it. You know, it could be done. It's right here. So I guess you guys just lose for not trying.
And with his penny sleeves. No, I think it's an interesting challenge, and I hope a lot of people try it out. I don't know how many people are, but I hope a lot of people try it out. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But on the 2E side, there was a couple of erratas that just came out as of was it today or yesterday?
I think it was today.
Today, well, a Tuesday. What did you think of the first one?
There was more than one. I saw the Kira.
Are you kidding? You didn't see the... All right, let me read it to you and... Are you sitting down?
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
When your Federation personnel present is about to be stopped by a dilemma, you may destroy an event in your core that costs 4 or more to prevent that. Do you recognize most of that?
Wait, what? Oh,
it's Chakotay.
So, 4 or more?
Yeah.
Wow. That is pretty huge.
Yeah.
That is amazing. That is fantastic.
That is completely made up.
I hate you. Wow, you're a jerk. What's funny is I bitch and moan about Voyager every time I have to play against it, and I was just, Charlie was saying, well, how would you fix it? And I was just thinking in the 2 seconds that you were a jerk and made me believe that was happening. That was actually not a bad solution. Because it actually makes them pay for that. Wow. I don't want to talk to you anymore. It's not even my birthday.
So the real errata is for Kira, as most of you, I hope you have seen. So that you can't get a recursive deck like the one that won Australian Continentals. I've seen a few builds that use her for a bunch of different decks, and the Maquis one sounds like the most heinous. Did you get a chance to follow up on that?
I did not. I heard peripheral rumblings about it, but I did not hear what it actually does.
Yeah, so there are marquee cards that make you take people and put them back in your hand, and there are marquee cards that make you put cards in hand on top of your deck, and the gist is Kira attempts, you lose 5 points every turn, you get back those cards and you play them every turn.
You stall for time the whole time.
Yeah, so that you end the game with no personnel in play and pretty much no hand. And I can do missions at my leisure because Maquis take their time, but it doesn't matter.
I think there was a very simple solution to that. I believe there is a stalling rule.
No, it's not stalling.
Sure it is. That's the name of the card. Stalling for time.
Yes, exactly.
If they play that every turn, I think you can safely call over your tournament director and have a legitimate claim for them to be stalling.
Sure. Well, Chris Clark piloted the deck to a total victory, as most players have read by now. And, yeah, so they got rid of it. It's limited now to just getting back Bajoran cards, which means you can get some people back from the discard pile, but you can't get Verbs back. It was something else people were pairing this up with, like probably at an impasse. Or does an impasse go out of play? There's a lot of things. I'm not smart enough to put that deck together, nor would I be smart enough to play it, even if it was presented to me. So I'm glad I do not have to face this deck.
Yeah, I don't know. I find it a little frustrating that these things kind of emerge only at the high-level events. Like, people find it and then they stick it in their back pocket until, you know, something that's obviously easily abusable, and then bring it to something like this and just destroy the hell out of it.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for a card comes out, a couple people think it's powerful, yeah. They run it, they win a few games with it. You know, the rules committee says, yeah, it won a few games, but is it really that good? If you bring it to a big event and the big event gets one person over the course of 2 days solves a mission on you, then that is a beacon, yeah. It's drawing attention to it so that it gets taken care of.
And the flip side of that is, how does a card like that get past design or playtesting, where it can get any card anywhere? I mean, losing 5 points is a pretty heavy cost, and so that would not have immediately. I mean, I didn't look at it when it came out and say, "Wow, that's kind of overpowered." But
well, I can't fault the playtesters for being not perfect, but
yeah.
If you'd like to volunteer for playtesting, I'm sure you can email Charlie and join the crusade.
I'm sure he's always looking for new playtesters.
Yeah.
New perspectives on cards is always a good thing. So if you were planning on playing that, don't. Or at least make sure it's only in a Bajoran deck, because you can't get those cards yet. And if you're planning on playing Voyager, you can go stand next to Dan and I'll shoot you both.
Oh, sorry, man. Just an opportunity. Couldn't pass up. But if you are in the rules committee and you are thinking that Chakotay needs an errata, I humbly submit a possible solution.
Just out of curiosity, did you work to come up with something that was actually viable and a decent nerf, or did you just rattle that off the top of your head and it happens to be a good idea?
Well, I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted it to be believable.
Yeah,
as a joke, go on for a few minutes.
A few seconds, if you couldn't keep a straight face.
I couldn't. here's my problem. If I throw that at you and it's a good solution, would you say, hey, that's great, but there's still that other Chakotay that I hate, or would it be good enough to bring the deck down a peg and be believable?
Any speed bump at this point would be better than what it is now. A step in the right direction. I mean, at least the other Chakotay is limited by the number of other Chakotays can have in your hand, and sure, you can go and retrieve those and get them, but it's at least a little harder than, playing 18 zero-cost events.
Mm-hmm.
In your core and just sitting there and go and, being able to walk through any dilemma.
So you asked me, are your decks prepared?
I have most of a 2E deck in the builder.
Yeah.
And as always, I put the skeleton of it together, and went, wow, that looks pretty good. That actually might do well, and I've even got plenty of room left. And then I added a little of this and a little of that and a little more, and then it became two decks.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I probably should cut that down before I assemble it. I'm still kind of weighing my 1E options between something I, like as you said, I have a couple of ideas that I think I could play and might, you know, really have a chance, or I could play pack and just have fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hosted a tournament 2 weeks ago, and an even number of people showed up, so I didn't play. So I happen to have that deck put together. I don't think it's a very good deck, but it will be a deck that someone will play and not get a buy. So for the 2E Continentals, if there's an even number of people, I'll just, you know, sit quietly in the corner and make cards.
They could play against you and not have a buy.
No, I mean, I'm saying if there's an odd number of people, sure, I'll jump in and play this, which is probably about the same as a buy.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were saying, you know, you could play it and you may not do really well, but you at least won't lose every game and thus you won't get the buy.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a fairly substantial statement.
I will not end up with the buy. I might end up with the buy.
You the tournament buy.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm gonna take the buy this tournament and not win.
Yeah. But hey, the two of us have 100,000 going into the triples tournament.
That's
so,
right.
You know, got a head start at table two.
Look out.
You know, if we play speed decks and can make the games end, like with, you know, 100,000 people. 100,000 being like the max, that could be
not a bad
to win the table.
Yeah, just enough to get some points and go out. Play a avalanche discard.
Yeah. Oh,
live dangerously.
That would be very dangerous. I hope somebody plays that. That would be awesome. Right. Well, have we any other intelligence brewing about what's coming up this weekend or the future?
Well, that pretty much covers Continentals, I think. However, as for us, we will be attempting to experimentally try some live coverage of the event. And by live, I don't necessarily mean like live TV. I don't think we're going to be able to do any streaming video or anything or audio, but we will both be on hand. TK will be on hand. Trying to get a few interviews and record them, possibly upload them straight away so you can have little bursts of details, kind of on-site review of the events as they unfold. Or at the very least, we can record a few things during the day and then post them in the evening after events wind down. So there will be at least a little bit of same-day coverage of the events from Section 31.
We should have network available over there, so even if it's record something, fire it off in an email to ourselves, and then upload it and then go, we should be able to do it pretty quick, assuming that I'm not running around like a chicken with his head cut off and making rulings and avoiding playing and making cards and all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Which is no small assumption, so we'll see. But definitely at least on a per-day basis. Get you some live or same day coverage for that. In addition, there of course is Gen Con at the beginning of next month.
Mm-hmm.
But starting right after that, if you have been following the online message boards, the online tournament message boards, all message boards are online.
Most,
as far as we're concerned. Mailwiss has announced the online tournaments for next month, and it is the return of something that you may have heard of if you are from way back, the team challenge, which will be You know, I almost thought, until we were just now talking about Continentals, I didn't think about it, but there should be a fifth member to this team or to the tournament. But the idea is you get four of your teammates together.
I agree. Yeah. I see where you're going.
Yes. You have it's a team-style event in that you put together a team of four people, and each of them will be entered in four different tournaments. And you play the individual tournaments, and then you total up the victory points earned by everybody on your team, and that's how you determine the team winner. And there's going to be two 2E events and two 1E events, standard constructed for 2E and academy for 2E, OTF for 1E, and sealed deck for 1E. Only now did I realize, as we're talking about this, there should be a tribbles component.
Well, the team that we are on, the Section 31 team, myself, you, and our former producer, Matt, and our current producer, TK, we'd have to have a Rochambeau to see who's going to be the tribbles player, because we all want to jump in.
That's true. Or, you know, I think the way it's set up, you have to have a different player for each tournament, find a fifth regular agent, and most of our agents don't really know that they're agents at the moment, and we'd have to spoil their cover in order for that to happen. So,
all right, well, perhaps it's best for the best this time around.
Exactly. But next time, just a suggestion, Chris. I think that would be cool. Add a tribbles component there. But in the meantime, yes, Section 31 will be fielding a team. The four of us. We'll be getting together and playing, so it should be fun, and we'll definitely have some coverage for you as that happens to let you know how that's going.
Excellent, and I got the easy job of doing the 1E draft sealed, so that sounds good for me. What did you take?
I'm playing an OTF.
Oh, so we're the 1E players.
We are.
All right. Very good.
Well, I think that about covers what we've got right now. Unless you had something else, I'm sure we have continental preparations to go back to making.
Yeah, I've got to finish that deck for the big event.
Yeah. We did get an update on the Encounter Return to Farpoint series that's happening in Iowa from Mike Oshogi. Which was to say that they didn't have a tournament recently.
Update complete.
Yes, exactly. They had to skip in June and July, but they will be back in August. And it sounds like Amber is coming in to help Mike with the tournament directing duties, so that they can spread the fun out a little bit more. So we'll look forward to getting another update from them when that is complete. In the meantime, I believe we're out of intelligence for this evening, so I will give our customary shout-out to Warp 11 for their theme song, TK for putting everything together, and we'll look forward to seeing you, those who are coming, at North American Continentals in San Diego, happening right now, if this releases on its usual schedule. I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power here in San Diego for Continentals, and thus into the universe.
And over the course of the weekend, I will hopefully draw more than 116 cards, but we'll start with that.
You're a double agent, but they know. And you'll be double crossed by the double O.